Sport on RTE Radio 1.
If you had a pancake for every goal that Real Madrid scored last night, Darren Friday, you'd be fairly well set up for Lent, wouldn't you?
You wouldn't want to see a pancake again, would you?
Or you certainly wouldn't want to see Real Madrid again if you're Liverpool.
And the problem is, they have to see them again in a couple of weeks' time, the first week of March. So Real Madrid beating Liverpool 5-2 last night, Gavin. Remarkable stuff, really. Really turned on the style. And all the more impressive because they came from two goals down. Now, they're almost certainly out of the competition, aren't they, Liverpool? Although, I probably said the same thing in 2019. Do you remember semi-final, Barcelona, 3-0 down from the first leg?
This is not Liverpool of 2019. Or rather, it is. They're just knackered.
No, and also, the second leg is in the Bernabeu, isn't it? So that's the crucial thing as well. Not surprisingly, the Liverpool manager, Jurgen Klopp, was hurting after the game. And I have to say, really unlike him as well. Listen to this little clip we have. He's using words like passive and slapstick.
Super intense start. 2-0 up. I think the whole first half was good besides the goals. We became slightly passive, a bit higher up the pitch already. We were not chasing them where we had to chase them, because this is a team, when you let them, when you get passive, this is the you get punished. We realized in that moment, yeah, and the second goal is slapstick. So it will be a massive challenge. But we have a little time until then. We have to play in our Premier League. We have to recover and make sure that we take the right things from this game. And and the rest we have to learn from as well.
Liverpool fans hurting this morning. I actually thought this is unreal after a few minutes. That Nunez goal that he scored, incredible, wasn't it?
He doesn't score very often.
No, but that was, I thought, this is the start of something special.
In fact, funny you should mention Darwin Nunez. We were talking earlier on to the Labour Party's leader, Ivana Bacic, about the cost of living package.
Go
I was
on.
Just looking at their press release here. They actually mentioned Liverpool. This package, the cost of living package, is as targeted as a Darwin Nunez shot from outside the box. Where did he score from last night? Was it inside the box?
It was just inside, yeah. There you go. It's keeping to the facts there. Napoli will take a 2-0 lead into the second leg of their meeting with Frankfurt. Tonight, Manchester City play Leipzig. They're going to be with Kevin De Bruyne. Inter Milan play Porto. Both those games are at 8 o'clock. The Republic of Ireland play China in a friendly this afternoon. It's part of their squad gathering in Spain. Very important coming together this, because the Irish manager, Vera Powell, was taking this opportunity to look at a number of newcomers. Now, she's been explaining to Tony O'Donoghue why she needs to look beyond the core group and why picking your final squad will be a really difficult decision.
Oh, that's very hard. It's very difficult. And I promise Ireland that I only make the decisions, the final decisions, to include them if they really make the team stronger, because the loyalty to the ones who qualified is huge. But it is elite sport, and the players also know that. And anything that makes a team really stronger, that helps. But there's also another side of it, that we've had a few injuries with Alan Molloy and Jesse Yu, and they were, Savannah McCartney, of course, and they were core players of the group. So it's not so much that others will be left home, but we also need to take care of that we keep up the level also in the training and on the bench, and maybe a few of them will make the lineup.
What are you hoping to see from the players against China then?
Guts, especially the guts to show their quality so that they're not hiding. Our slogan is, you must have guts to fail in order to succeed. Only by doing that you can make the impossible possible. And we always say, and everything is only impossible when it's showed to be impossible. Everybody said we couldn't qualify for the World Cup, was it? We'll see, that will be at the end of the campaign. But we say that we're going to qualify, and we are preparing and developing to qualify for the World Cup. And if then it shows not to be enough, we'll see that, and that's the same now.
Have guts to fail. I like that from Vera Powell. Connacht coach Pete Wilkins is going to take overall responsibility for the side next season. That's following the departure of Andy Friend this summer. He's agreed a 3-year deal in that job. We should find out today whether the Six Nations match between Wales and England goes ahead. The Welsh players set today as a deadline for the resolution to be found to a dispute over their contracts. Irish hooker Dan Sheehan is back to full fitness, and he's hoping to push for a return to the lineup for the meeting with Italy this weekend. Ireland have 2 wins from 2. But the business end of the campaign is ahead. Sheehan has been speaking with Michael Corcoran.
Back training fully last week and then fully this week as well. So really looking forward to getting back in. It was tough, you know, not being involved against France. So really looking forward to getting back into a Six Nations game away.
I've yet to meet a rugby player who's patient or a fellow who doesn't like not being picked. So what's it like to kind of sit in the stand, or even, I don't know where you watch the game, but to see the rest of your mates out there putting in a performance like that?
Yeah, that was my first ever game not being available since I made my Leinster debut, I think. So it was a new one for me. At the start, I was, you know, probably battling my own demons, but I made sure that I wanted to be around the team during it. So I sat with the team during the game and made sure I was there, because I didn't want to miss out. But gladly, you know, it was only 1 week, and hopefully be back this week.
And three massive games coming up.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, it's all set up for a good few weeks now. But, you know, I think it's like you said, one week at a time, and Italy's definitely going to be first. So, you know, I think it's an exciting few weeks coming up, and hopefully it all starts on Saturday.
That game live here on Radio 1 and RT Television on Saturday. Finally, racing today is at Punchestown. The action there gets underway at 5 minutes past one.